your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Whatever your reason for listening to Carrie and Tommy, you're guaranteed to have a good time. Whatever your reason for traveling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to If Your R&B Fridays. How are we, guys?
It's your lucky day.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's your lucky day. I've got a surprise for you today.
You finally bought me a Lambo. I can't believe it.
Is that what you'd actually want? If you could have anything you wanted, that's what you want?
For you to give me a surprise now? A Lambo? Yeah.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
I thought you wanted one of those other big things.
Or a Rolls Royce Phantom.
No, I thought you wanted those, what are they called? Defenders.
Yeah. I mean, any sick car. That's great. Great.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll go work on that. I don't have that for you today. No. Huh. I've got something better.
Really?
Yes. I have something for you that you've been wanting. And
a
you've been
chopper.
So upset about this week that you missed out on. And I'm going to make your day. But first of all, I'm going to make everyone else's day with my boot drop.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Her thing is sexy
bad. We gonna whack.
Big Moss Booty Drop.
Now, there's no backstory to this song today. Other than to say, if you can't hear this song and go, I want to go out and have the night of my life, then you are dead inside. Because every time I hear this song, it makes me so happy. And I played it to you the other day.
Yes.
I don't know. You wanted to talk about some Eminem song, which I didn't understand.
No, well, much like your booty drop opener, which is a Dr. Dre beat, I thought you've got the song you're about to play.
So this is the song I want to play.
And all I said to you was I think that bass line is a
Eminem
Dre
song.
Was a Dr. Dre bassline? We've got here. Is it not the same?
Play the other one again. Or is it just a beat? You know.
Yeah, let's not question it. Next time it comes on at the club, I'm gonna yell at the DJ to stop playing because we've got something to sort out.
You can play Dr. Dre for Booty Drop next week.
No
but right
way.
Now.
Can I?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask the boss.
Okay.
Actually, I haven't asked the boss about this one. I'm playing it, guys.
Yeah.
Let's party.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's surprise time.
It is. And I have no idea what it could possibly be.
I think you might have an idea because you've worn your basketball shoes.
You told me to wear my basketball shoes.
Yeah. Do you have any sense of what we're about to do?
I think I am going to get to play basketball against Shaq.
Oh, my God. You get to play basketball with Shaq.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not the Shaq, but another A Shaq.
What?
A Shaq.
Not the Shaq, Carrie.
So, if you have just joined us, you were meant to have a meet and greet with your hero, Shaquille O'Neal, earlier this week.
Yes.
Only everyone else got the meet and greet and you didn't.
Yes, and when you say everyone else, in Australia.
Like literally everyone else.
I was literally the only person that didn't get
hundreds
a photo
of people met Shaq.
Yeah, thousands.
Except for you.
Yes.
Yes. But then we had a caller call up, Shaq, who happens to be a basketballer.
Yes.
I mean, he's played basketball at some point.
The main thing is just
his name was Shaq.
Yes.
So we thought, how about you get to fulfill your dream of playing basketball with Shaq?
Yes. And then Carrie rang me and said, I've got a surprise for you. Wear your basketball gear, but I'm not telling you what it is.
But what? It could be the actual Shaq.
No.
It could be.
No.
Yeah, he's not here anymore.
No,
he's
I know. I've seen on his Instagram.
Yeah, it's not the actual Shaq. But this Shaq's awesome.
I love this Shaq.
Yeah.
Does great community work.
Yeah.
Also, he won't be as good at basketball as
will he? Apparently,
Shaq.
He's already shot 3 3-pointers.
So you reckon he's
a 3-pointer? Yeah, great.
Yeah. So apparently, he's already shot 3 3-pointers.
No, he has. Hasn't he already shot 3 3-pointers?
But who's playing with him?
You are.
No, I mean, who's he shooting 3-pointers against?
Himself.
Oh, wow. Don't he is the highest scorer in a game
no,
of
I
one.
I just mean that shooting
oh
a three-pointer, isn't shooting a three-pointer hard?
But he might have had 50 shots.
Okay, look, I just got told he was actually not
don't
too
get
bad.
Angry.
Okay. Don't reject my gift.
Hey.
Okay?
Okay, quick reset. 3, 2, 1. Bickers, thank you so much for organising this surprise.
Let's go retrieve your present.
Yeah. Time to meet Shaq. Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Shaq.
Hey, how's
Tommy,
it going?
How
Tommy,
are you?
Good, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too,
thank
finally.
You, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Very busy schedule.
Have you met Carrie?
No,
hey,
I have not.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see
Hi.
You.
Good to see you wearing your jersey. Thank
Where's
you very
yours?
Much.
Where's yours? Mine's
under
you
here.
Wear your...
Mine's yeah. under here. I've got your dream team jersey.
So we heard you've been shooting some good hoops.
Oh, my gosh. Dunks.
Thank you.
They're cool.
Like yours too.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, this is a
and
bit Carrie, cute, isn't it?
Carrie.
I'm not participating. I'm just on the sidelines.
I mean, you can shoot a few hoops as well, I'm sure.
I'm not sure if I'm dressed for the occasion.
Should we shoot some hoops?
Please.
Great.
Let's go.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little live from the court, Bickers.
Yes, we have Tommy Little here with his hero, Shaq, who we didn't get to have a meet and greet with earlier in the week. He's about to play basketball one-on-one with the Shaq. A Shaq.
Yes.
Shaq
yes.
with a K.
Shaq with a K.
Shaq with a K.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm going to hand over duties to you because I don't know a lot about basketball. What are they going to do?
So they're going to line up at the three-point line. Mm. You're going to get five shots each. Simple as best of five.
Now,
all right.
Now, the Shaq is notoriously not a great three-point shooter. How about this Shaq?
Maybe slightly better, let's see.
Okay. The trash talk is really hot on the court.
That's to say, I'm pretty confident. How about you?
How's your three-point shooting?
I don't reckon I've shot a basketball in 5 years or something.
Is there a reason we've lowered that right down as if it's my seven-year-old playing?
So, one, we're on a court where one end seems to be about 8 foot and the other one is about 12 foot off.
And you've chosen to play for the 8 foot one.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I can dunk on this rim.
And
yeah,
that's okay. What Shaq feels like. Yes. So, yeah, you're getting full Shaq experience.
Okay, take it away. Shaq, you're up first.
What do you get, five shots?
Five shots.
In a row?
All right.
Do you want to go 1-1?
Yep, 1-1.
Yep. Shaq's on the line with
his
first shot.
He steps up to the mark.
No good, Shaq.
Oh, oh.
Shoots long, comes short.
Hit the rim. Is that
just
the right expression?
Just hit the front of the rim.
Okay, Tommy
with his
comes
first
in.
Shot.
Oh,
bang!
Oh, that's
nails
annoying.
It.
Oh, this is going to be
us a
so
from
irritating.
Downtown.
Nah,
good luck, mate.
All right, Shaq comes
right,
in for number
Shaq
two.
Shaq's second shot.
All right, and oh!
Rims out off the back this time.
Tommy
He's got
gets
one short,
one again,
long.
It's going to be really.
Tommy shoots oh, flat so, I,
this
and
is
nails it again.
So annoying.
Jordan's got more
this is.
Okay, it's two zip, Shaq, to stay in the game.
Come on, Shaq. You got this, Shaq.
Oh, off the back
misses
of the
again.
Rim again.
Tommy for number three. Two in so far.
Shoots flat.
Oh, what are you
it's
doing?
Three from three goes one this, T this, little.
Have I just given you a gift so you can show the world how good you are at basketball? When was the last time you played basketball?
Still a chance.
How many years ago?
No. Oh, goes long again. That's
7
0
years.
From 4 years ago for Shaq.
Okay, is this going to be 4 from
Tommy.
4? No.
Oh, hits the back of the rim. This is Shaq's final shot as Tommy throws down some dunks.
You're already ahead, mate. You don't need to be doing
now
that dumb stuff.
He's just showing off.
What's going on here?
Okay, is this last
All
shot
right, this
to Shaq?
This is to stay in the game. I mean, sorry, this is to
This is
begin
just to get
game.
On the board, Shaq. Come on.
Come on, Shaq. Oi.
You're doing the
Let's
other
do,
Shaq.
Hang on. Let's do a pep talk.
Okay. Right,
Shaq,
sorry.
You're one of the greatest big men to ever play the game. Mm-hmm. We're not here. It's not your natural environment out past the three-point line. But you showed the people you've made of. You've got four championship rings. And I know that's just your namesake. But right now, you can embody that same power. You're going to hit this shot.
All right.
Come on.
Right.
Come on,
Shaq.
If you believe in me.
Come on, Shaq with a K. Let's do this.
Sends it long.
Oh, he does it!
He's on the board!
Yeah!
He dances!
Who would have thought in your meet and greet that you were going to be doing all the pumping?
Yeah, it was so good.
How cute.
Thank you so much.
It was so good.
Just what you want to hear at the end of your basketball game. How cute.
That was great.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your R&B Fridays and same but backwards is coming up next.
But ladies, listen up. Mm. Coming up, I have a new machine that we should all try together.
Oh, my God, girlfriend. Yeah, tell me more about it.
It's going to... Well, you'll have to wait, won't you?
Oh, my God.
It's
why do you
tease.
Always make me wait? You're such a mole. Give me the machine
You know my
now.
Friends and I don't talk like that with each other.
No, this is Mean Girls. Do it again.
Also, it's not one we'll share. We each have our own.
I'll share what I want to share. Maybe you can't share
you
mine.
You love doing Mean Girls way too much, don't you?
This isn't even me mean.
Okay, you do Mean Girls then.
All right.
You can't just use that word as your way of being mean. It's
I don't think I even said it. Ask Jesse. Jesse, did I say it?
Oh, my God, no. You
I
didn't even get close.
I just mouthed it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
verses.
Same, same, but backwards.
It's your permitted with when you had some.
10-10 again, guys. It's all tied up.
It's all tied up, which is not where I do my best
all
work.
All tied up.
I need to be.
Is it all tied up?
Is that? I always thought that was all fired up. Oh, no, it is. Okay.
Same, same.
Yeah.
All right, here's song number one.
Tommy.
That's all you have to do, isn't it?
Yep.
Just sing a bit of it.
And we're
running
it?
Up that hill.
Three.
It's running up that hill by.
Two.
Sugar Babes.
One.
It is Running Up the Hill by Kate Bush.
Kate Bush.
Kate Bush.
She's back. Was this because they did all the synchronized dancing or whatever?
It was because it was in that show
Stranger Things.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Have I made this up?
You're so old to this conversation, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
People have been talking about this for about 2 months.
But that's why I was confused in playing, because didn't they all go have a Kate Bush festival where they all went dressed as Kate Bush?
Bush festival's
fun. Out in the bush.
I had was Bush it a Bush festival growing up.
Did you
Bush?
Eli.
Oh, Eli's come. He loves the Bush
over.
Festival.
There's nothing like seeing a 7'2" man
try to calmly get into
frame. Yes, Eli, our web guy.
The Kate Bush Festival is where everyone gathers and they do the Wuthering Heights dance.
What's the Wuthering Heights dance?
It's like a sway from left to right with one arm up in the air.
Oh, like a bush. So,
do they do that for the whole festival?
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Yep, and they've been
what
trying
song
to break
do
the
they
record.
Do that to?
Don't actually, pretend like you haven't done worse at a festival.
Friend of the show, Christian Howell, recently tried to beat the record.
That's where I've
and
seen it.
And how long did it go for?
I didn't look into that.
Oh, okay, slink back now.
One zip, song number two.
Tommy.
Oh, what is this song?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's what it is. It's Aretha Franklin? Oh my God! Is that right?
I mean, I love this song, but whose playlist is this?
Have you stolen some songs from some other airwaves? What's happened? There's people sitting on smooth now, and they're just their ears are twitching.
One all song number three.
Oh. Sounds foreign.
No, it's
not bad.
Oh, Harry. It's Harry Styles. Late night talking.
Ooh. We've been doing all this late night talking. We're really jumping around some generations here, aren't we?
Harry Styles is awesome.
Harry Styles is awesome.
2-1 to Bickers, song number four.
Tommy. I do know this song. It's a shocking song.
Three.
I know
two,
it.
Two. One.
See ya.
Because would you like to hear it again?
Yes, thank you.
For the win.
Yeah.
It is Avicii.
Yes.
Wake Me Up.
Oh.
It's that Carry You If I Follow,
Wake
whatever
me
that
up
is.
With...
Hey, brother.
That's what I was saying.
Amy and Holly love this song. They sing it together. It's really cute.
Bring it for Same, Same, But Ollie. Wait, Same, Same, But Carrie and Ollie? Are you guys going to play that together?
Yeah, we're working on that.
Okay, great.
I just don't have time, but when I get time, we'll do some more
to hang out with
collaborations.
Your child. Is that what you mean?
All right, Tommy to tie it up. Bickers for the win. Song number five.
Carrie.
Bickers.
Britney, Toxic. What's her best song?
That.
Is it?
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you think?
Baby One More Time, I have a soft spot for. Only because I grew up with that. But I do hear that song and think that is a better song.
I went to say her next best song is Stay, and then I remember it's Rihanna. So Britney's two top songs are Toxic
to it
and Rihanna.
Is the current one that's number one.
Yes, which is called?
It's called Hold Me Closer.
Well done. Give her an extra point.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
And it's Kegel time.
Ooh,
it's Kegel time. Take your pelvic floor to paradise.
Come on, ladies.
My, please
don't. No, you haven't done it as often as you should.
Now do your giggles with me.
3, 2, 1, clench, 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 clench.
So, first of all, I'm going to say this started off as a fun little thing we did.
Hang on. Actually, I can't concentrate. I can't giggle and listen. Oh.
Actually, that when I hear that now, it makes me do my Kegels. So we are doing an incredible community service. And I hope, ladies, you did your Kegels then and you feel better about yourself.
Have I been?
You can keep doing them the whole time we're chatting.
Well, I still am. Yeah. Just a quick question,
me too.
Though.
It's weird, isn't it?
And yeah, it is. Yeah. Do you reckon I've stopped?
I know you're doing a weird thing with your face.
No, I'm trying to emulate what's happening downstairs.
Hey, but here's
an
idea.
I've got
for
a question.
Us.
I've got a question, though. Have I been doing my Kegels at double time this whole time?
No, so I think if I had any feedback to give Jez, our audio producer, it is that the Kegel time is a little quick because what I told was Kegels had to be done a bit slower. But hey, we're up and about in the afternoon.
Is there ever going to be, is there a record for the most number of Kegels
done?
Can they measure it? Like does someone just have to have a... surely they can measure contractions though, right? Surely they can just... No? Okay. I was thinking just around.
Here's a fun thing, guys. I got an email.
That's not fun so far.
Someone heard our Kegel segment.
Someone.
And they wanted to gift us something. And it is called the LV Trainer.
Oh, yeah.
And it is an effective tool for building strength in your pelvic floor.
Is it lower vagina?
So you...
is it?
Pop it in.
Is it, what is it called?
LV.
You pop it in.
You pop it in like a sanitary product.
Oh.
And then it connects to a free app that guides you through a fun 5-minute Kegel workout while visualizing and correcting your technique in response to your muscle movements, guys.
Well, just like that, I've been cut out of Kegel Club.
No, it just means that next time we do Kegels, we'll get...
Yeah, but where am I putting that? You told me not to clench my bum. LV trainer.
Yeah.
Oh, LV. Sorry, it's not. It's the word.
No.
ELV.
Oh, LV.
Yes. Sorry,
yeah.
I was wondering whether
LV
lower.
Was like, yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we get it. Anyway, so if you have been doing your Kegels and you're not doing them enough, get yourself one of those.
Yeah.
We're now ambassadors.
Why?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your R&B Fridays. And guys, coming up very soon, I've got a little surprise for you, a talent that I don't know that you realised you had.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I mean, we've got a lot. Mm. Which one is this, I wonder?
Yes. Well, you have to stick around and find out.
Okay. Hey, also, if you're spending so much money at the mechanic at the moment and you're like, I'm sick of handing over cash to these guys.
Yes.
I have an amazing moment that I'm going to tell you about that might save you some money.
Carrie's doing backyard jobs. I can't wait.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, I've got a little game for you.
Ooh.
There's
just
something...
hide the salami again?
No. We play that after the show, remember?
That is not, if you are worried about what that sounds like, we used to play it every year until 1 year we got sick because whoever made the salami clearly had put the wrong ingredients in it. And remember, we couldn't get off the bog for like 3 days. Anyway.
Sure.
Jesse.
There's something that you guys do off the back of a lot of the songs that we play. Do you know what it is?
Sing it. Not in time with the music.
Mm. And yeah. Jez has actually got this cool little way where he can get that audio.
Because let's just paint the picture. We are often in a studio that's not our base camp studio, okay? And we didn't realise...
She's going to start with excuses.
4 years after doing our show that there's a tight 1 second delay.
Yes. Mm.
And so when we think we're singing along, we're not singing along.
Yes, I remember. I think it was 2 years after when we had someone new on the show. They said, why do you guys, at the start of the show, when it goes boom, 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 why do you guys do that later? And we're like, we do it later. And no one has told us for 2 years that our show goes boom, 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 boom. And then we go boom, 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 boom.
Do you think they knew and enjoyed it? Or do you think everyone was too scared to it? Because you know what you like. You would have gone off your rocker.
We're not playing hide the salami as punishment this year.
So what have you done for us now, Jeff?
So I've got some of the songs together and I'm going to play the audio of you guys and you have to guess what the song is.
Great.
Okay, here's your first one.
Don't stop. Dua Lipa. No.
What is it? Don't stop.
Keep
it's called
it
Don't Stop.
Is this just us going to be singing again?
No.
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
It's
Kesha.
TikTok Kesha. Don't stop. Make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight I'm was a very husky Carrie, that.
The party?
That's my singing voice.
Oh, you'd probably been hitting the...
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, song number two.
Imagine if that's what I died in.
All about you. Is that me? Go again. All about you.
It sounds like you're
don't
in a shower.
Sway. Da-na-na-na-na-na. That's, it's Amy Shark's Sway. I think that's what it is.
Sway.
I'll give it to you. Say
stay. Play, yeah, play Tommy again.
All about you.
Oh, my God.
I, you know the killer, you know the bit that's hurtful to my confidence. I thought I the sounded
moaning,
good.
The moaning bit?
Yeah, you know that's my style. I honestly think, because when did we do singing on this show? Maybe 18 months ago.
Oh,
I
longer
like,
than that.
I feel like I'd gotten better.
That was 3 years ago.
And so sometimes I really
do. Do you want to have another try sometime?
Now?
Maybe that can be the song we do.
Now?
Amy Shark Sway.
Do you want it now?
Nah, we'll do it in studio.
Oh, it's, we I need already like, shut my eyes.
Okay, do it again.
Okay. Sway my way, do it all about you. What's happened? Why has everyone gone quiet?
It's so beautiful.
Can you please make that your new Tinder pic?
Sway.
Your Tinder
pic. Look at that.
Tinder pic. That's my Tinder pic.
So
people just get people just flick through and they get to a profile and they're sitting at a cafe and someone just hears, Sway my way.
Okay, give us another one. Me. Him alone.
Is someone squeezing Carrie?
Me, him alone.
Can we just try this as a timing? Now, all you have to do is you just have to grab Carrie and you just grab her here and here, and then if you squeeze and.
Me, him alone. What is that song? Maybe you can see
that I'm the one who. Oh, I hear it.
I don't even know this song. I don't think that's what I was singing.
Are you arguing with Jess, who's got it, the audio?
I don't know this. Oh, I'll be like.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy if you drive home the Sabo.
So, my dad's had a breakthrough. He's decided.
Gosh, I thought it was breakdown. And I thought your tone doesn't match the.
Breakthrough.
Yes.
And I think there's something in it for all of us.
Cooking? What's he doing?
No, he's decided. Yeah. The other day he said, can I come and use your driveway? And I was like, okay, it's weird, but sure, you've got your own driveway, but whatever. Yeah. So I arrive at the house and I said, the place I'm staying in. I said to Dad, what are you doing here? And he goes, oh, just fixing the car, you know, doing a little bit of repair work. And I said, on what? And he was on all fours with the driver's side door open.
Yeah.
Right? I said, what are you doing? And he goes, I do not need a mechanic anymore. And I said, you don't need a mechanic anymore.
Oh,
and he goes, yeah, I just fix the car myself now.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Since when? And he said, since I discovered the secret panel. And I said, what secret panel? And he said, did you know in all cars, did you know there's a secret panel?
No.
So there's a secret panel. Here we go. I took a screenshot of it because it made me laugh so much, my dad trying to fix his car. Have you seen a panel like that in your car before?
Oh, the circuit breakers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's his secret panel. And then he had out his little instruction manual.
Oh, no.
And he folded it all out and he said, now I just go see. I go 2B down there and it says, that is the radiator. And he said, then I pull out a little thing and I put in a new little thing and then close up the secret compartment and then the car works.
Because that's so bad though.
Why?
Because it means the circuits break for a reason. So it means like if you're just putting circuit breakers in constantly, like... It's
what's going to happen?
Well, as the car set on fire.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's a circuit breaker is literally like a safety thing to stop that happening.
Oh, well, not for him.
No,
he's become
he just
DIY Bri. He's just like starting to take matters into his own hands. Because I thought we could chat to other people who've taken things into their own hands. I mean, who needs mechanics anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But no,
because I got told about this because I started finding that the same thing was happening on my old car. And then I was just upping the circuit breaker each time.
What does that
mean? Like bigger, so it's more and more resistant to the thing. So anyway, it's not good. Anyway.
DIY guys, though. I'm still keen to chat to them.
Far away, Brian.
Oh, Jesus.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, this is exciting. We've been talking about it, and it is the time to hand over a $10,000 getaway, all thanks to our friends at Choice Hotels.
This is incredible. You can go anywhere around Australia, $7,000 to spend at any Choice Hotels. There's like 170 locations. Plus, you get $3,000 spending money.
And New Zealand. Don't forget about New Zealand. They've got hotels there as well.
Should we call the winner?
Yes.
Hello, Lara speaking.
Hello, Lara speaking. It's Carrie and Tommy speaking. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, so good.
How bad do you need a holiday right now, Lara?
Not so much myself, but I definitely take my mum. My mum is the one that definitely needs the holiday.
Why does mum need it?
My little sister passed away just over a year ago.
Oh my gosh. She
hasn't stopped advocating for Epilepsy Queensland and raising hundreds of thousands of dollars to raise awareness for SUDEP, which is what she died of. So she has not stopped and caught a break from her passing.
I'm sorry for you and for her, but that's a beautiful thing to be able to take her away.
Mm. Yeah, it'll be a bit of a surprise.
but
definitely needed it.
Is this going to, you know, not go anywhere close to fixing that hurt? But hopefully it gives you a chance to, have some fun
together
with mum.
Yeah.
So, Lara, we'd love to give you $10,000. Thanks to the wonderful folks at Choice Hotels.
Thank you so much. You have no idea how much we've got to appreciate this.
Have a great time, Lara. Goodness. There's so many great locations you can go all around the country.
Absolutely.
And around New Zealand.
Yes, I've already started researching.
Good on you, Lara. Have a great time.
Thanks so much, Carrie and Tommy. Thank you.
Thanks, Lara.
Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, Bickers, earlier today I asked you just quite casually, what are your favourite drinks?
Yeah.
And you told me alcoholic was
your favourite. That was the time.
That was your favourite? You said anything with booze and anything free.
Yeah, non-alcoholic coffee.
Yes.
Alcoholic probably ginger beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what have you got in front of you there?
I have a coffee and I have ginger beer.
Yes. Would you like to open that ginger beer?
I definitely
and you can
would.
Pour it into that glass there. And I'm going to do the same with my two favourite drinks here, which is I've got a beer.
Yeah.
And then I've got a Coke.
A big bottle of Coke.
Coke, no sugar, because Papa's looking after himself.
Do I need to put this in here?
Yeah, you need to put that in there. Because we're going to try the newest trend going around.
Yeah. Oh, is it a trend?
Yeah, it's drinking.
Is this off TikTok?
It's this is off the gram. It's drinking your favourite drinks through a straw.
What?
Sorry, it's not quite a straw. Well, it is a straw, except it's not made of straw.
Oh, my God, I've seen that you've got sausages over there. Am I drinking through a sausage? Is this what we've got to? I'm drinking through a sausage.
You see a man at a baseball game.
Yep.
And he is poking the guts out of a sausage.
He's putting a hole through a Frankfurt.
Yes, so you've...
Yeah. What is he doing? So he's put a hole through the Frankfurt.
So grab yourself a Frankfurt that's
and
nice
then he's
and
grabbed
hot
his,
there.
Then he's grabbed his beer and then he's drink... Oh.
Yeah.
That, what's he doing? Why?
Mate,
I guess we should find out why.
Yes.
Maybe there's something about it that we're missing.
It's a strawsage.
A strawsage?
Yes. It feels really weird.
I know. Does it feel a bit phallic? And you've just pierced
that Carrie Tommy show.
With a
if you want to see the video,
oh my gosh! So just and then you want to take that bit out because oh my god, it's gross! It's so gross as it fills up. Is this? I know, but then because string comes out.
Oh no!
A little sausage string comes out, which is one of, and I don't hesitate to say this lightly, one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my life. Has a little string of snack.
Okay.
Oh my god! Hang on, did yours go through?
I think so.
Did you get
it's hard because it's got all this like skinny bit.
Yeah, you ripped that bit off.
It hasn't had surgery.
All
right.
Okay.
Ready?
So what are you going to try first? I'll try my beer. Hey, cheers. Enjoy your strawsage.
What are we doing?
Well, they're drinking it.
It does. Mine doesn't go through. I need more.
To get vision of me sucking on a sausage.
Anyway, you got them ready to sell on the dark web?
Hold on, I need a bigger hole.
Is anything coming through?
No.
No, nothing's going through mine.
They're both going back.
How's this guy got it going? Because I can't get it.
Oh, no.
I'm trying very hard feeding this down the middle of my...
Okay, let's try again. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is disgusting.
I've got to get a clean breakthrough here. Hang on, Bickers. I reckon let's try one of these. Could you get it? Yeah, let's try a chopstick.
A chopstick?
Yeah, so shove it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It looks... Oh, mate.
Chopstick's going in.
If you think it looks bad, you just try feeling the meat move in your hand.
Hold on, okay.
The chopstick's all the way through.
I think you've got to swivel it round a bit.
Okay. Oh, now she's just twisting, ramming this chopstick through the sausage.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
it's just not going out.
I know. Maybe bite a bit off.
Now they've just bitten the tips off there.
I'm trying to make it smaller to get more good. Now I'm just eating a snack.
No, the hole's not.
It's not the size of the hole, mate.
Now they're just.
No one's ever said.
Are
that.
You going?
No, never.
Is that straw again?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it bigger.
Absolutely hammering it with that chopstick.
I can't do it.
No.
Yeah, I think kids.
This guy's a genius.
Kids at home. I've got bigger straws. We actually got three different.
Okay, can you give me a new sausage? Because that sausage has been a bit used.
Absolutely trash.
That sausage didn't last long.
Now it's split.
Who's go? Oh, no. It's split.
So now we're going to try with bigger straws.
Okay.
Yes, bigger straws. I'm
right. Fresh sausage.
Okay, fresh sausage. Now, this is a bigger straw. This is better.
Is it cutting through?
He leaves the straw in.
No, he doesn't. I watched.
Let's try. What if you leave the straw in? Does it work? Let's try.
Well, yeah, but then you're just drinking through a straw wrapped in a sausage.
Oh,
here we go.
There's a lot of meat coming out of that straw.
Yeah. I got a big hole. No, you're just drinking out of a straw wrapped in a sausage now.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like it's working.
That tastes so
That's your alcoholic drink that you've tried. Now, you told me your favourite non-alcoholic drink was a coffee.
I'm not drinking coffee through that. So,
Chuck, you're snagging. You can imagine waking up.
I reckon people stop listening.
Fresh in the morning. 2 minutes ago. Fresh in the
morning. At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to see the video.
Oh,
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
I'm bored of my workout regime and I think I found something new that I'm into.
Okay.
So you know how we loved going to dance classes when we were in London?
Yes.
It was going to be our new thing and we've not been back again.
Bachata.
Bachata.
Bachui cha-cha.
Well, I have found a new dance class that's also a cardio workout.
Jane Fonda's workout tape?
Really, it's called, I don't know what it's called actually. You could describe it to people as you watch. Okay, let's just turn it up here. Okay, hold on.
Oh, sounds mid-80s so far. Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
Are there leg warmers?
Ooh,
This is something.
I want to try it. You know How fun does that look?
What it is that something that they would sell on mid-morning TV telling desperate housewives all around the country, this have fun while you work out. What it is...
What's strapped to the feet?
It is two boots which resemble ski boots.
Yep.
But then under the ski boots, they've got essentially mini trampolines on them. So they've got kind of springs on each foot
and you bounce around.
And
then you like dance around like that.
Yes.
But it's like
and then you hop to side to side on these things, which are definitely going to break and you're definitely going to pop a knee.
But it's called what?
Isn't it called kangarooing?
Kangarooing.
That would make sense.
Is it called kangarooing? Anyway, when can we kangaroo?
Me never. You whenever you want.
I want a kangaroo
together,
though.
Do you have to buy
gear? How fun does that look?
Sure, you have to. Sure, these boots are rental. It's like you're basically just getting into bowling shoes. The sweat of a thousand people.
But you have to wear them in a class. I can't just wear them in my
lounge. No, get to work like that. She must have heard.
Oh, God. Imagine
hopping
down
into Channel 10. Carrie's here.
That'll be the image they use when I've had my breakdown. And then they just show over the top of Sandra Sully. They just show a little bit of me.
Bouncing in on my
kangaroo shoes.
And then overlay of someone like me talking, going, I honestly didn't see it coming. There were no early warning signs. No, Carrie bounced around for a long time. That was how she got to work. How do you guys get to work? She must have heard Desperate Housewife and her ears tingled. Sonny, you started jumping around when you heard that. This is our producer who's also
on the verge of a
breakdown.
That's right. I'm like, they're targeting a particular sort of woman right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're targeting.
Cool young people, are we going together, right? Babe? Are we buying matching kangaroo jumpers?
Well, I'll shit myself.
Or if we can't buy those.
Hang on. Just to give it context.
Or pee myself with pelvic floor.
Just to give it context, Sonda does poo when she runs. So that's not specifically based on.
And we have to do some more Kegels before we go to the class. But I was thinking, if we can't get those, the other thing we could do.
God, I work with some hotties, don't I?
I thought the other thing we could do is, you know how babies sit in the doorway in those jolly jumpers?
Oh, jolly jumper.
Oh, my God. Maybe we get an adult jolly jumper.
That's cool.
So this could blend in, because I've. For a long time, wanted to be carried around in an adult baby Bjorn.
Of course you have.
Yes, but then I didn't get to meet Shaq, the one person who is big enough to carry me around in an adult
One day, we'll make it so that Shaq can carry around baby Bjorn.
And to return the favour, I'll make sure you get to shit yourself on those hobby things. We got each other's back.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, it is that time of the week.
Oh,
you want Friday's live theme for you here.
You want a beer or a cruiser?
Oh, cruiser, please.
Because it's my new favourite.
Beer
watermelon.
Or cruiser? Cruiser?
Yeah.
Coming your way.
Can we crack
them? Friday,
can
guys.
We
go?
Ooh.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Oh, no.
I prefer the original.
No. Get out of our club.
It's too much. The original doesn't mean.
Just have some more of your cruiser and it'll get better.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, who knows where Carrie and Tommy could be travelling to? Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.